Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning, everybody. It's really morning. It's like morning everywhere for our service today. Well, at least on the East Coast through, I guess. Welcome to the new time for the Arizona service. Glad you guys could join us, and let's go ahead and get started. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. One more time. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Out of the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And so for iron, I give you silver, and for brass, I give you gold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. Glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Beloved, love one another. The lovers of God, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Lovers of God, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold. strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid, no way. I am not dismayed, no way. 'Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid, no way. I am not dismayed, no way. 'Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Good morning, everybody. Well, conference was awesome. For me personally, there was a lot of overcoming of the enemy and the attacks that he put on me during the conference. But I learned a lot, and I heard a lot of messages that I thought were really, really awesome. This is kind of a side note, but something that was said that really struck me was when I believe it was Brother Davey talked about, even a broken clock is right twice a day. That really struck me, because I don't know about other people, but for me, I tend to think I'm right more often than I should. And my mother has often said to me how often she hears Americans say, "I know." And so I've been paying attention to how often I say it and how often I hear it. And it is a constant thing that I hear. I know. The only thing I truly know, and I know I know, is Jesus. Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us. The gospel, which is that he died on a cross, so that I could have a choice to choose to serve him and have life everlasting. That's a pretty awesome thing to know. And something that was said during the conference, I believe John Squires said it. If you have a hunger in your heart for Jesus, why wouldn't you share that? Something that's been on my heart a lot since right before the conference, but it throughout the conference, it kept coming up in my daily walk. And that is 1 Corinthians 13. So I'm going to read that. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. It is very easy to get sidetracked. It is very easy to seek your own, be easily provoked, think evil, put evil intentions on people, rejoice in iniquity. I mean, all of these things are very easy to fall into if you take your eyes off Jesus. If your eyes are on you, on how much better than other people you think you are, or if your eyes are not on Jesus for whatever other reason, if you take your eyes off of him for a minute, it is very easy to fall into these things. John chapter 5, verse 19 says, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." That is something we should be striving towards. That is something that for me came out of the conference, that Jesus did only the will of his Father. He only did that which the Lord gave him to do and told him to do and showed him to do. How many things do we do in our own understanding, in our own thinking of how wonderful it is or great it is, or somehow we know something? There's a great song that I don't know if we sang it or if I just heard it before the service, but it's "Everything I Do" by Rebecca St. James. "If it weren't for you, Lord, I don't know where I'd be. I could fill the hours but never fill the need. I would still be searching, looking for the truth, but I found a new life that only comes from you. Everything I do, let it be in your name. Let it be for your glory. Let it be for you. Everything I say, let it be in your name. Let it be to your glory, and let it be for you, for your sake, because I want to please you in everything I do." The way to please the Father is to love one another. To love God and love one another. Another thing John Squires said at the conference was that it's easy to forgive those who you love. And the thought came to me when he said that, well, then you need to love everybody. Because then it's easy to forgive everybody. This morning, Philip was talking about being of one mind, the mind of Christ. That is to do the will of the Father. That is it. That is the mind of Christ. I looked up, I ran a search just to see how many scriptures there were that said same mind. And in the New Testament, just with those two words, not be of or anything like that, just same mind, there were 2, 4, 6, 7 of them, which kind of tells me that it's important that we be of the same mind. And that same mind is not thinking that, oh, we all agree with each other. No, it's that we all agree with the word of God. His word is key. His truth is key. Not our opinions, not our perspective. His word is the truth. And when we put on the mind of Christ, then we go forward doing the will of the Father, which is love God, love one another. If you love your brother, sister, mother, father, whatever, friend, neighbor, someone in the street, if you love them, you put them before yourself. That means it may be different for every situation, but love may mean, okay, I need to take 5 minutes and actually spend that time with my child doing something. It may be you're in a grocery store and you give the gospel to someone. But let the Lord guide your day. Let the Lord and his will and his ways be your guide. His mind, put on His mind, and you will see the opportunities before you to preach the gospel, to share Jesus Christ, to be the light in this dark, evil world.
Thank you, Sue. It's good to be back, and it stinks to be back. Does that make any sense? I was sitting in Steve's camper one day, and he was telling us a story that happened with the children. And he was trying to get across to them the importance of our relationship with Christ. Scared the hell out of me, you know, personally, because it was about, do you understand? To not go to heaven means you will spend eternity in fire, burning from head to toe, every day, every night, every instance, without any ever hope of relief. The seriousness of what we are talking about is beyond life and death. It transcends this natural existence. It's not about now, it's about then. Now doesn't really matter in the big picture when you think of eternity. So when I say, oh, it's great to be back and it stinks to be back, you know, when I hear that, lack of faith, I'm not saying this is what to do, but it makes me want to burn everything, grab my Bible, go hide in a cave and wait for Jesus to come back. Because, I mean, okay, you know, I don't want to go to hell. And I don't want to spend eternity in the lake of fire either. So, how do I serve God now? Does anybody else have that question? How do I serve God right now? And whether you realize it or not, we had all the answers given to us through the conference. Everything you need to serve God right now, you already have. Love one another. Look, the Bible says that there's two great commandments, right? What are they? Love God and love one another. And what is it that we struggle most with? Love God and love one another. See, everything else just, it's a part of that. And the other key that we learned is that, Sue, you can't love someone else. Jesus can. And He gives you His love that you can share with others, because in yourself, you can't do it. I want you to understand that. If you've been trying to, quote, love in your own strength and you're continuously failing, there's a reason for it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot do it. Can I say it another way? Maybe different inference. You can't do it. He can do it. He has done it. He will continue to do it. And all we need to do is receive that love from Him and give that love out. How many times have we heard the story, the contrast between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea? The River Jordan flows into both of them. One is alive and brings life. One is dead and there is no life. Right? And the difference is the Sea of Galilee gives back out. It brings in that water from the River Jordan and it lets that water back out. See, it's easy to receive the love of God for yourself, is it not? But are you stingy with it? Do you hoard it? My wife is funny. if there's something she likes at the store, and there's two of them, and she might not get it again, she says, buy all of them. I mean, I'm like, honey, they have bread. They're going to have it tomorrow, you know? That's an exaggeration. But the point is that she can tend to want to hoard things on occasion. She married me. We're a good fit. I hoard a lot of things on a lot of occasions. But let's move on. Don't hoard the love of God. Don't hoard the grace of God. Don't hoard the mercy of God. You see, when you receive that from the Lord for yourself, it's not really for you to just store up in your pantry. It's for you to give out. And the, I would tell you, the more generous you are with those things of the Lord, the more generous He will be to give you more. Do you hear that? The more generous that you are with those good things of God, the more generous He will be to restock your shelves. But if you've received the grace and mercy and love of God and you just consume it upon yourself, do not fool yourself to think that you're going to make it in the end. Because regardless of what you think you have done for the Lord, what He wants are those with a broken and contrite heart that serve Him in honesty and sincerity, and that have an understanding of who they are in Him and serve Him in earnest. You can only do that if you set yourself aside and you put on Christ. You can only do that if you take yourself and reckon it dead, and then consider yourself alive in Christ. The Bible says in Philippians, I will find it. I will. Somewhere, Ephesians, Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Here it is. So Paul's talking to the Philippians and he says to them here, I'm getting there, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 12, he says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. And this goes back to me and the children in Steve's camper. Because to recognize that that relationship with Christ is that the most important thing that you have. You need to work it out with Him. And it is something to be done in fear and trembling, because if you don't, you're going to be lost. Let's go on and see what he says here. He says, for it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. That is like the saving grace. Do you understand? Because when I go and I said you can't do it, you can't. You actually can't. You cannot save yourself. I don't care how hard you try, you can't do it. He has already done it. And when you think that you've been given something you can't do, you know what? You probably can't do it, but it's all right, because He'll give it to you. He'll give you the will and He'll give you the ability to do it. Isn't that what it's saying there? See, when we limit God based on what we think we're capable of doing, that in itself is unbelief. And it's a very comfortable place to stay in, is it not? Is it not very comfortable to say, well, I can't do this because of that, or I can't do this because of this other thing, or, you know, if only I had this, or if only, all of those things, it's all nonsense. It's all excuses, and it's all lies, and it's all unbelief, and it's exactly what the enemy uses to short circuit your walk with God. And what happens is if you go down that road long enough, you forget to work out your salvation because you have forgotten the fear and trembling part. Because excuses remove that fear and trembling. See that justification or those excuses or those things that say, oh, you know, whatever they say. They somehow get your mind off the fear and trembling, and you think you're all right. When God gives us things to do, and we have them, love God, love one another, right? Now, those play out differently. Well, I mean, there are consistencies throughout of all of that, but each one of us is going to have a different challenge with that, right? I mean, I'm going to have a different struggle than Sue and different struggle than Joan. And we're going to have a different struggle with how that looks to each of us. But it doesn't change the fact that we're to love God and love one another. And that love is not a philios love. It is an agape love. It is one of choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choosing. It's a preferring. So we know. What it is to walk with the Lord. We hit roadblocks. Do we not, Joan? Do we not hit roadblocks where you know? I mean, how many times have you known you should keep your mouth shut and yet it just keeps rolling? Right? Or how many times have you said something and it gets out there and you go, gosh, that was awful selfish or judgmental? Does that happen? And then what happens? Now you have a choice when that happens, do you not? You can say, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize. Or you can try and continue to justify yourself. Which do you do more often than not? That's where the choice of stopping that direction and getting back to loving God and loving one another has to occur. And you trust in the grace of God, and you trust in the mercy of God, and you trust in His faith that He's given us to carry you through all the mistakes, all the issues, and you yet continue to surrender and submit yourself to His word. But if you stay in that place of self-righteousness and self-justification and judgment, you're not going to make it. That stuff has to go away. When it's talking about working out your salvation, it's about working that stuff out. Because that stuff, you know where that stuff lives? Yes, our flesh is corrupt. But unfortunately, a lot of that stuff lives right here in our hearts. And that stuff's got to get worked out. We have to put that off. To put it off. And we put on Jesus. Is Jesus not love? Is He not forgiveness? Is He not mercy? Is He not kindness? If we've put off the old stuff and we've put on Him, aren't we going to look differently? We have to. I mean, we can't not look different. Let me go back to this real quick, and we'll probably wrap up. Hope I haven't gone in too many circles today.
The frustration that most Christians run into is that they try and do all of this in their own strength. It cannot be done. You can't fix this old man. You can't fix this flesh. It's not fixable. That's expressly why Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for our sin, to redeem our souls, so the key here is how to tap in to what Jesus has already accomplished and how to get in, how to be in, how can I put this? How to get out of your strength and into his. And if you know that that is ultimately the key, that's one of those things you got to be working out. And you're only going to be working that out when you put time and effort into your relationship with Jesus Christ. And every single one of us has all the tools and all the support. I don't care if you live in South Africa or you live by yourself out in Colorado, you have all the tools you need in Christ to be successful in what he's given you to do. Because his spirit is not limited. He is a mighty God. I am glad to be back, and again, I'm terrified to be back. But we can't be effective for the Lord if we lock ourselves in a cave and don't go out and do the things he's given us to do. He says, as you go, preach the gospel. Well, if it's you in a cave, you know, preach to the bugs, I suppose. But there's fish out there that need to hear the gospel. If you can get a handle on this, if you can get a handle on getting out of yourself and getting into Christ, then when you go out there, you can do like that song says, with confidence. Imagine that, with confidence. Did Jesus have confidence when he told the disciples that everything I say and do, I do what the Father gives me to do? Or did he say, well, you know, I really try? Well, if he had confidence, we can have confidence. Amen? Would you like to have confidence? I want to have confidence. Well, here's the thing. A man and a woman, they do what they want to do. If you want it, you can have it. Does not Jesus say, ask and it'll be given, seek ye shall find? Does he knock and it'll be open? Does he not say this in his word? Is he a liar? No. You can have it. You absolutely can have it. You can't have it in your flesh, though. Everything you have to offer is inadequate. Jesus has that which is perfect, and he has given it to us for us to use on his behalf. How awesome is that? Tap into that. Tap into that. And then all those things out there in the world that seem scary, they're no longer problems, they're opportunities for God to work a miracle. That's how we need to be seeing what sits before us now. Not as a bunch of giants, but as how is God going to work this out? I can't wait to see it. Amen.
Find a life on my own apart from you. I am the king of excuses. I've got one for every selfish thing I do. Tell me what's going on inside of me. I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions. I'm still a man in need of Savior. I wanna be in the light as you are in the light. I wanna shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. 'Cause all I want is to be in the light. Yes, all I want is to be in the light. The disease of self runs through my blood. It's a cancer fatal to my soul. Every attempt on my behalf has failed to bring the sickness under control. Tell me what's going on inside of me. I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions. I'm still a man in need of Savior. I wanna be in the light as you are in the light. I wanna shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. 'Cause all I want is to be in the light. Yes, all I want is to be in the light. Honesty becomes me, there's nothing left to lose. The secrets that did run me in your presence are diffused. Pride has no position and witches have no worth. The pain that once did cover me has been sentenced to this earth. Tell me what's going on inside of me. I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions. I'm still a man in need of a Savior. I wanna be in the light as you are in the light. I wanna shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. 'Cause all I want is to be in the light. Yes, all I want is to be in the light. I wanna be in the light as you are in the light. I wanna shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. 'Cause all I want is to be in the light. Yes, all I want is to be in the light. I wanna be in the light as you are in the light. I wanna shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. 'Cause all I want is to be in the light. Yes, all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light.
I see,
so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, and all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. That taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared the hour I first believe. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, and all my stains, they're washed away, they're washed away. Down on me, yeah. Hallelujah, and all my stains were washed away, they're washed away, yeah, they're washed away. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, and all my stains were washed away, they're washed away. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, and all my stains washed away, they're washed away.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Up next is the Hour of Truth. Following the Hour of Truth is the Texas service. So stay tuned.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the Donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.